For example, PLFTD surgeon care, today's date is 03-06-2025, dictation is 4. Antonio Amarillo. Amarillo spells A-R-A-M-I-L-L-O. Antonio spells A-N-T-O-N-I-O. Date of birth is 10-26-1993. This is a 31-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Patient said pain has been going on for approximately 3 days. Said he was in the gym lifting and doing some leg work when pain started the day after, period. Says pain is sharp, rated pain 7/10, worse with motion and the motion of his back and walking, period. Say the pain is located diffusely in his lower back, also in the lateral surface in the region of his bilateral CVAs, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. Next line, he reports some discomfort in his lower extremities. Next line, patient denies blood or urine. Next line, denies frequent urination. Next line, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies are reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph. A physical exam, he's alert, oriented, in mild distress. The patient is guarding his back and flank regions. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 150/101. Repeat blood pressure is 156/86. Next line, pulse 91, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, yes, tenderness in the right and left flanks. Next line, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, no rigidity, no rebound, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. Strength in his lower extremities approximately 4 or 5. No muscle atrophy. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. His back. Tenderness diffusely in his lower back, including his CVA. Lumbosacral spine region. No tenderness of the bony structures, period. He has significant reduced range of motion, particularly lateral rotation bilaterally, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented and three cranial nerves returns normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is back pain. Number two is back muscle strain. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done to assess patient's kidneys and other structures which can produce back pain. And triple A, is abdominal aorta. These studies were unremarkable. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Toradol 60 milligrams. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 to 20 minutes. Then reevaluated. Indicated the pain medication helps, quote, a lot, close quote. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about lifting, and he was educated in lifting with his legs, and that he must stretch well before he start lifting heavy weights, period. He says he understands and will comply. He was sent home with the following medication: Robaxin 750 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime, number 30. Next medication, Mobic 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO in the morning for 30 days, number 30. He was given the opportunity to come. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. One last education tip for this patient: he was advised to get in his bathtub with some nice warm water and sit in there for approximately 10-15 minutes, and while he's in there, to do safe stretching, period. Patient said he's comfortable with my discharge plans. Strict return precautions were given. Advised to go to the emergency room if he gets worse, period. End of dictation.